When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
Australia will try and get it away, and they've got some space here. McGree plays it into the feet of Leckie. Leckie's one-on-one, gets to the edge of the box, cuts around, back to his left. Leckie strikes!
Yes!
Matthew Leckie has put the Socceroos in front. The path to the round of 16 becomes clearer for the green and gold. Throw comes in, left sideline, knotted down by McLaren, Backus has it, Aaron Moy follows up, and yes! That is it! Yes! Australia yes! are into the round of 16!
Yes!
Incredible! For the first time since 2006, Australia are into the World Cup knockout phase. It is a sight to behold in Australian sports. A team that has embodied the Aussie spirit all the way through the journey. The qualifiers, the shootout against Peru, the win against Tunisia, and now the win against Denmark. And for the second time in history, the green and gold will feature among the world's best 16.
Yeah, proud, exhausted, everything. I think it's hard to put into or to describe the emotions right now. We always knew we could do it. We believed as a group. We had our doubters, but you know, with our spirit, our belief, our work ethic, and how close we are as a group, it shows on the pitch. And you know, that last 15, 20 minutes, we battled until the end. And it didn't matter what they threw at us. We weren't letting us. We weren't conceding. So proud. But again, we'll make the most of it tonight. But then it's all about recovery because you know, obviously we've got another game coming up.
Do not adjust your radio or refresh the app. The Socceroos are through to the round of 16 at the FIFA World Cup after a 1-0 win over Denmark. Matthew Leckie with a brilliant goal on the counter in the 60th minute, and it delivered Australia their second consecutive win, their second consecutive clean sheet, and a path, as you heard, to the knockout stage for only the second time in history. Graeme Arnold's men, they've been unfancied, but also uninhibited, and they've given us an incredible night to remember in Qatar. We're living, indeed, a forever moment in Australia's proud sporting history. Lucky to even be there. Belted 4-1 in the opening game of the World Cup, and now among the final 16 of the World Cup. This is SEN Summer Breakfast. Great to have you along this morning on a seismic day in Aussie sport. Simon O'Donnell, good morning to you.
Absolutely. Brilliant stuff. Didn't think I'd be sitting here on the 1st of December talking the way we are about the Socceroos. They're World Cup has just been extraordinary. They've come from places I didn't think they'd be able, or they've gone to places that I didn't think they could get to after their 4-1 defeat by France. But they've got up off the canvas in old terms, and they've said, here we are. Here's the Aussie spirit. Cop this.
If you're just waking up this morning, we forgive you for being stunned. We are here. We watched it. Simply cannot come to terms with what we've just witnessed. And I think for all the reasons you just mentioned here, first and foremost, enormous credit has to go to the manager, Graeme Arnold. I mean, who's come in for his fair share of criticism, of course, and he is in charge of certainly not the most gifted team technically, not even close. Long odds to be here, defied those, smashed 4-1 by France. So Arnie is able to regather that dressing room that would have been shattered.
The
most brutal of reality checks. Harness a positive vibe. And then they've turned around and won two consecutive games without conceding a goal with tremendous spirit, guts, togetherness, determination. And that's the creation of the manager. He drives that, or the coach, or regardless of the sport.
A couple of those scenes we've seen, particularly after the win against Tunisia, where, you know, the team was there and he gathered them out on the ground, still out on the ground, you know, and got in the middle of them and
in
spoke
the circle.
And, you know, all that, those sort of things. It's obviously making sense to these guys. You know, we talked about it early doors on our brekkie, Sam, where they've got 2 weeks to build up to this. You know, by the time the squad was named and then they all got the guitar, you know, it was hard yakka, but he's really been able to gather them together and harness them and get that Aussie spirit and will into them. It's brilliant what they're doing. It's brilliant.
And Graham Arnold's selections have been vindicated too. You know, just the one change for this game with Degenek coming in at right back, and he was a rock, but Craig Goodwin and Matt Leckie on either wing, I don't think were predicted by many to be in the starting 11 at the start of the tournament, and both have scored at a World Cup. You know, Leckie has played in the Bundesliga, yes, but he's playing in the A-League at the moment. So's Craig Goodwin. So what a great advertisement for our domestic league. And my God, our players worked hard without the ball, which they spent a lot of time without it today. You know, they were dominant in possession, Denmark. We'll get to them in a moment. But Duke, Leckie, everyone pressing, pushing hard, closing space. Backus was terrific when he came on, or Marsh, as I'm now dubbing him, Backus Marsh Scoob. He was magnificent as well because we couldn't get on the ball in the first 25 minutes. In fact, it looked like we were in for a really long night.
You thought we were in deep trouble, didn't you?
Well, we were in deep trouble. They were finding pockets of space everywhere. They were creating chances. They were given way too much time and space with the ball. In fact, I think the Socceroos almost gave them too much respect early. And then they strung a couple of passes together because they couldn't do that initially, the Aussies. And they thought, well, hang on, we can play. We can play against these guys. And steadily it grew and steadily it grew. So it was a blue-collar, a workmanlike performance, as we've come to know from this group. But it was a white-collar goal. It was a class counter-attacking goal from Matt Leckie.
You talk about the Bundesliga and some of the leagues that our Aussie players come from. We need a list this morning of clubs that our players have beaten that are better clubs than that they play for. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So, you know, the guys at Man United and Chelsea and all the ones that have come across the Socceroos in this tournament that play in those bigger clubs in the bigger leagues for bigger money that have come up against the Aussie spirit. That I think will also help showcase exactly what the Socceroos have done here. That, you know, it is the best in the world they're playing against, albeit they've only come together for their 2 weeks, but that's the rules of the competition. And for our guys to gel the way they have and do what they're doing against, you know, some people would say insurmountable odds because of the class in some of these other sides is just superb. Absolutely superb.
Your feedback off the text, we'd love it today. 0433981116. I guess your snap judgments of this result and where it might sit. The ENS open line is open to you, 1300 736 736. A lot of texts coming in already, Scoob. Justin in Geelong, can we stick it up all those so-called fans that were ringing Dwayne after the France match and crapping all over our Socceroos? They're all sucking their thumbs now. We need to put some respect on the A-League, says another, and get ready for Hypocrite Day. Oh, yes, this time last week, yes, we were rubbish. And read out the texts, Edmund. I plan on doing so, Paul. Thank you. Denmark had players who play for Man U, Barca, AC Milan, Leeds, Tottenham, Sevilla, but zero A-League players. That's from Chris in Brighton with a nice touch as well. And I reckon I've seen that goal at least 38 times this morning. It's so good. Harry Suter, who was everywhere, started it. Duke, the pass to McGree after Irvine let it run. McGree's ball perfectly weighted for Leckie, who still had a stack to do, Scoob. But he cuts inside, then he cuts back outside onto his left. He fires through the legs of the Danish defender with a stroke of fortune and across the keeper, Kasper Schmeichel. It was a class goal. So bloody good. And the Fed Square scenes, we'll get to them in a moment. Mario's in North Carlton. He's rung in, though. He's got a thoughts on Graham Arnold, who without doubt deserves much plaudit today. G'day, Mario. Welcome.
Good morning to the A1 team. O'Donnell and you, Sammy Edmund, especially Simon, who is right across soccer like cricket, a legend of Victoria. Good on you, Simon. You're an absolute institution, mate. God bless you.
Good on you, Mario.
Let me say one thing. I'm from the old school, mate, Brunswick Juventus days, back in the 70s, South Melbourne Hallers days. Graham Arnold deserves this, mate, because he's got that classic C, and he was always there when Australia had to play. He'd always fly back from Holland. He deserves this, mate. It's all about winning, whatever it takes on the day. Look at the Saudi Arabian team. Have a look at the African team. And guess what? I'll give you a bit of a surprise to all those Westminsters listening. Senegal will knock out the Poms. You wait and see what happens.
Mario, great work from you. Appreciate your calling in. It was magnificent. The Aussie fans were chanting on the way into the stadium last night, Scoob. You're red, you're white, you're going home tonight, and are absolutely spot on against all the odds. They were right. So credit to the Aussies, credit to Graham Arnold. It was magnificent. And I mentioned Harry Suter. His reputation continues to grow. He was a colossus, particularly in the final 20, 25 minutes when Denmark were throwing bodies forward, balls into the box.
How tall is he? 200 centimetres?
200 cems, I reckon. But moves, doesn't move like a 200 centimetre player. Yeah, tremendous athlete. How did you absorb it this morning? Did you go into Fed Square, 1300 736 736, or did you do it like Brendan, who's texting, riding the wave, got up with my son, 1:50 a.m, great moment when Lecky scored, a moment I'll remember forever. It was called beautifully well. Wasn't it by Jordan Canellis and the SEM boys downstairs? But I just got a feeling that everything sounds better in Spanish. This is how the Spanish called Matt Lecky's goal.
Con esta se va a despegar Lecky, se llevó el primero, después se engancha otra vez. El tres veces mundialista en una jugada prácticamente solo se lleva.
What a performance. They get excited.
We're thinking that's Spanish?
We're thinking we are. I'm thinking we are. I'm thinking it is, rather. I'm rattled now. Is it? I'm sure it is. Golazo. Primero. It has to be, doesn't it?
Don't be looking at me like that.
I think it's Spanish. You're a cultured man. You've travelled the world.
Right.
Regardless, it sounded bloody good.
Now, brilliant.
So it's gone around the world. I mean, are we the fairy tale story of this World Cup? We might very well be. And the scenes from Fed Square have travelled around the world. Do you know who was there? I reckon there was probably nearly 2,000 people there, and just as many flares went up.
Your man was there. You showed me some of the footage from Fed Square. I said, well, that's not Fed Square.
It's a stampede. Look like the running
Times Square. Or
amazing.
Yeah, it's extraordinary stuff.
I'm a bit dirty on myself for not going in. Or, you know, I'd planned
to. You promised yourself.
I thought I'll just watch the first half. I'll go in at halftime, but I just got comfortable on the couch. As I said, the first 25 minutes weren't great. Now I regret it. For those of you who were there, you'll never forget it, I'm sure. And you know,
you wouldn't have made it here.
You know who was there?
Who?
Tommy Papley was there. Sydney Swan's very own.
Paps.
Paps was there. Now, I don't know how John Longmire would have felt if he'd said, you know, I had half my face burned off by a flare, or why didn't your finger amputated, or a flare went off?
Paps is an avid listener. He might give us a buzz.
Paps was there. Enjoying
it. Give us a buzz, Paps. We want to know what's going on in there.
Good on him. Good on him. Archie's in Willard. I'm sure he was watching this morning as well. G'day, Arch.
Yes, morning. How you going?
What'd you make of it?
Mate, massive. I've lost my voice. I'm going straight to work now. This is massive for Australian football. You know, obviously Arnold's done the best with what he had, but it's made a lot of people wake up and sort of give this sport the recognition it deserves, and especially a lot of those, you know, the bandwagon supporters who are always there to football in this country. You know, wake up, because it's big. What we've done is massive, and it's only going to continue getting bigger. So, you know, and you guys here on SEN are great, but for a lot of the other Australian media, you know, maybe this is a chance to notice us.
It'll be fascinating to see what it does for the game in this country from here, Archie. No doubt about it. Some more feedback from Lachlan off the text. Picking role players instead of names has been a big win, I'd say. Mitch Duke is a workhorse whose scoring numbers aren't as big as, say, McLaren's, but he works hard. He plays Arnie's game plan. Riley McGree has played a role as well. Dan from Narre Warren, I don't know if it was the late night or the lack of sleep, but I had tears in my eyes. I love the grit and the determination. And Ron has an interesting take as well, Scoob. Awkward night for Princess Mary as well.
Oh, no, she was with us.
She was with us?
My word, she was.
You're certain of that?
Yes, absolutely 100% certain.
So what next, Chris is asking. Well, we had our destiny in our own hands, and thank God, because if we drew with Denmark and were relying on France to beat Tunisia, we would have been shattered, because Tunisia beat a second-string French team 1-0. They rested en masse, French. Seven of their starting 11 sat on the bench to start. We thought France had scored a late equaliser, but it was chalked off. So Tunisia won that one 1-0. Thankfully, we were winning by the same scoreline. So our next assignment will be against either, you know, barring a mathematical miracle, Argentina or Poland. Whoever tops.
Bring it on.
Group C. It could be Leo Messi.
Bring him on.
Could be Leo Messi and co.
Has he felt the kangaroo before?
Has he felt Harry Suter breathing down the back of his neck, Leo Messi?
It'll be 200 centimetres versus 65.
Actually, he might not feel
it.
Yeah, Harry's too tall for him. So Sunday, 6 a.m, a friendly time slot, Socceroos and their round of 16 clash. You have to go all the way back to the one and only time it's ever happened, 2006. Incredible tension and drama in that round of 16 loss. Pretty much the last kick of the game to the Italians and Francesco Totti. Another chapter is about to be written. Yeah. It's a glorious
game. Well, they're not there, the Italians. We are there. And just going back to Graham Arnold, and it's just with what you're saying and how you're summarising what happened there this morning, and guys playing positions like that people didn't expect. Gee, that's a wonderful vision from the manager, coach,
yep.
leader. That to be sitting there and everyone saying, oh, he should be on this or wing, or he should be there, or he should be centre forward, and you know, for him to be putting have a vision of how that team looks when he's only going to have 2 weeks with them before the tournament starts, he's had to watch them play for all different clubs all over Europe. That's an extraordinary effort.
Yep.
That cannot be understated. His effort, I know the Socceroos have to do it out in the park, but for him to put the puzzle together and make the puzzle even harder by changing the bits and where the bits go is extraordinary thing.
Yeah, he's done well.
And he said as well this morning, we're not celebrating. I mean, he has that circle after the game where he enjoyed it now, but then we knuckle back down. He has Martin Boyle in there with him with the crutches, yeah. You know, the hard luck story.
That in itself, for Martin Boyle, he fronts up
yep.
every day on crutches, moon boot, brace.
It ticks all
his
the
knee
boxes for team chemistry, though,
says,
doesn't
it? Hey, you know, yeah. I'm here, I'm still with you.
Went with my 10 and 13-year-old, at least 5,000 there. They're growing. Amazing atmosphere. Went straight to work and absolutely pumped. And there's a fair flavour of I told you so coming through off the text as well from our dyed in the wool Socceroo supporters. Keep them coming. All your calls and texts welcome on this incredible morning for Australian sport. The McCafe menu, by the way, before we get to our first break, our official coffee partner. We're speaking to the Tasmanian Premier, Jeremy Rockliffe, a little bit later on. Where are things at for the 19th licence and a team out of Tasmania? Geelong recruiting manager Stephen Wells is going to join us. And do you know there's some billy cart, serious billy cart racing on in Melbourne this weekend?
Dan Ricciardo in it?
No, but Red Bull are. The Red Bull billy cart racer Stephen Tortosa is going to join us a little bit later on. These.
Dan's, you sure Dan's not driving?
Dan's
he's a Red
not
Bull
driving.
Man now.
No, he's signed. I know he's signed on to Red Bull, but reserve driver. So he'll just watch this one. Some serious downhill action is about to take place in the city of Melbourne. Red Bull billy cart series.
Did you have a billy cart when you were a kid?
Yep.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. These ones are a little bit more high tech than mine. Yeah, of course. Yeah. And the rope. The Koga Money credit card packed full of value. Melbourne Airport parking. Nothing beats it. $12 a day parking at Melbourne Airport. The Socceroos, can you believe it? 1-0 over Denmark if you're just waking up to the news. Matt Leckie, the scorer. We are into the round of 16 at the FIFA World Cup.
Matthew Leckie! On a hippie trail, head full of zombies.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
Welcome back. It's a huge morning in Australian sport. The Socceroos through to the round of 16 at the World Cup. We will celebrate it right throughout the morning, and we'd love you to join us with your take on it as well.
1-300-736-736. Like a song?
I don't know. You know, like, I don't know if they've got a
cricketers have that. Yep. Twig of wattle. The Socceroos have a song?
I don't know. There's a question without notice. Let's do that.
Someone text us and let us know, is there a song that the Socceroos, a go-to celebration song?
So we're going to play potentially Argentina next. They're playing Poland at the moment. If it finishes a draw in this game, Poland will top that group and it will be the Poles that we come up against. So it's 0-0, 26 minutes played in the
other game.
Certainly
a lot of holes in both those teams, Sam. A lot of holes, mate.
They're both there for the taking, you reckon?
Oh, there's a lot of holes. The Argentinians, they're just not what they used to be. And the Poles, well, they're standing a bit stiff at the moment, the Poles.
Mexico.
I think we can work around them.
Oh, okay. We'll get... Yeah, very nice. And we'll get you to conduct some opposition scouting for Arnie while we're on air as well.
I'd be surprised if you can give me a buzz.
The Saudis and the Mexicans are locked scoreless as well in their game, which is being played also. So the Australians
and Mexicans, they're not playing soccer. I've been watching them, not the Poles and the Argentinians, albeit I see a lot of holes in their game. The Argentinians
right.
and the Poles.
Swiss cheese.
But this gridiron, the Mexicans.
Gridiron?
Oh, yeah. They just run straight at you.
Right.
Yeah, there's blokes hitting the deck in this game, left, right, and centre.
So we got
they just tackle you and just take you out, the Mexicans. I think they've had one yellow so far. They should have had six reds.
Australian Open starts today.
Yes.
Victorian Golf Club, of course,
yep.
and the Heath as well. Cricket started yesterday, statement of intent from the Australians. What do you think? We'll discuss this later, of course, but first impressions
Coaching's
of the cricket?
Coaching's overrated in cricket.
Why is that then?
I learned it yesterday.
Why?
Well, 7 years I've been trying to figure out a way to get Steve Smith out. They finally figured it out. Now he changes and they're going to spend another 7 trying to figure out how to get him out.
He does look something like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix, doesn't he? He's like, oh no, Kung Fu. He just looks like a guy who just knows he can't get out, basically.
It must be heartbreaking. You run in from 15 to 16 minutes. You let it go as quick as you can. And as you look up...
He's got an eternity.
Yeah, you think, he's already there. It's the quickest one I've got. He's already there waiting for it.
Amanis Labuschagne, 154 unbeaten on his way to 200, it looks like, at the moment. And Steve Smith unbeaten with him, having notched his half century. Usman Khawaja dismissed
the
65.
Still finding Amanis a touch irritating.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's touch talk about irritating. Let's flesh this out a little bit later on.
I've got to get him to stop blowing bubbles
in the program. It is the first day of summer as well. Advent calendars unite. Christmas trees up. It's December the 1st. Some have started. Actually, I've got a thought on these advent calendars. Do you count up traditionally 1 through to 25? Because I'm hearing there's a movement, a bizarre and stupid one, to start counting down, starting at the 25, going down to the 1.
What? Starting a month at the 25th.
No, the advent calendar. You know, it has the chockies that you... What? You don't know what an advent calendar is?
Never had one. Absolutely no idea. What is an advent calendar? No idea. Never heard of it before in my life.
It's when the little chockies hide behind a little piece of cardboard and every day counting down to Christmas, you open one up.
Oh, give us a break.
What sort of childhood did you have? You got shipped off early to boarding school. What were they giving you, the cane instead of the advent out there, or what? Assumption.
Advent calendar? Who invented the advent calendar?
It's part of building the excitement. I can't believe you don't know what one is.
Give us a spell.
Do you put your Christmas tree up now?
Yes.
I bought it in
to the house last night. It's going up today.
You chop one down on your block somewhere?
We use a plastic one.
Really?
Put it back in a box for the year, and then we put it back out, and I'll probably spend from the 3rd of December to the 12th trying to untangle the lights.
Right. Yes, I haven't decorated it yet. It's just standing there nude.
Well, that's been put up. No, it's going up today.
Oh, it's going
first
up today.
First of December it goes up.
Okay,
put it up yesterday.
Oh, okay. By the way.
It breaks the rules of Christmas and the advent calendar where everyone eats chocolates.
Need to get to the news. A lot of soccer texts coming through, which we'll get. I can't believe you don't know what an advent calendar is.
Soccer is just won 1-0 and you'll worry about the advent.
Need to get to the news. Have you ever been locked out as well of your home?
Yeah, number of times.
I got locked out yesterday.
Ever put the wrong petrol in your car? Number of times.
I got locked out yesterday. Is there a bigger sinking feeling than getting locked out? Oh, my God. 1-300-736-736. How did you break back in? I had a lucky route in the end to get around it, but we'll detail that after the news headlines because Anna Pavlou, I've nearly done that before.